Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah, I mean, we can not run at all if you want.
Well, let's walk to the grass and then...
I'm just going to see how far we go.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like I say, 20 yesterday and I got a blister.
You did 20 yesterday?
Yeah.
Wow.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Morning running commentary.
Yes, let it begin.
Rob's coming off a 20 yesterday.
And Paul's coming off a bad back.
I'm coming off a bad back, yeah. I managed to put me back out. So I don't know what kind of running we're going to be doing today.
Tell us about what happened. What's the story?
I don't know, it's just real old man stuff. Just getting on a train in a rush, put your luggage on the top shelf, twitch your back, sit down on a bad seat for 4 hours and wake up and you can hardly move. It was one of those things.
Yeah, right.
Completely... old man, lack of flexibility.
Oh, you went in that one. Sorry, here we go.
It hasn't particularly got better.
Yeah. And this was nearly a week ago now.
This was last Friday. And then I had the train journey back from Edinburgh. Just didn't make it any better. I've done a bit of stretch. I'm going to see Ron today.
Right.
Ron's my wife's.
His house smells of rich mahogany.
Yeah, he'd be quite good at getting you back.
Milk was a bad choice.
So Ron is my wife's other half.
What?
Did I not tell you? About her and Ron. She's always like, Ron.
I wish your listeners could have seen the turn of his head there. Because he's got a stiff back. Didn't turn all the way. Kind of like Batman. It just really
Ron,
made that.
She's always talking about Ron.
Explain
Ron's
yourself.
Great. Ron's tough hands as he clicks you back into place.
And you're seeing him later, Ron.
Yeah, Ron is my wife's back man. Yeah, I'm seeing him later on, Ron.
Later on.
And hopefully he'll sort me out. Shall we have a little...
Running commentary. Ron,
we're off. Let's run away. So maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't.
Listeners, obviously, you know, you're just getting us week by week. But we actually, it's been a really long time. We've been having adventures left, right and centre. Good and bad. You've been in Hong Kong. It's a real shame about
Dubai.
Your back because you got a good time. I was up in the north. And doing lots and lots of running.
Yeah. From absolutely nowhere. I mean, I went to Dubai.
Are you sure this running is wise, by the way?
No, this is all right.
Are you sure?
I don't know if
Ron would approve of this.
I did loads of really fast. I kind of worked out how to train on a treadmill and enjoy it.
Yeah,
I was in Dubai.
Share this insight.
Well, I kind of just messed around with it. I kind of just varied it up and did the first... I managed to do like hour-long workouts on a treadmill, which I'd never done before. And I did that by doing the first 25 minutes, half an hour, uphill really slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
Just up a massive incline.
Yeah.
And then just sped up the last half an hour. I just mixed the pace and the incline a bit more and just kind of roughed it up a bit and quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good.
By the end.
Nice.
And then I came to...
I was saying when we thought you might not be able to run at all, we weren't going to go to the park, I was saying that you should come to the gym and run on the treadmill and you just fiddle with the buttons.
That would be good fun.
I mean, don't try that at home. That just seems incredibly dangerous.
That would be...
We'll do that next week.
Though I don't know whether the
see what Ron
the
says.
Sound would be... I don't know how the sound would go on that, but it would be fun for me at least.
You see him later, Ron.
I I'll be meeting him later on.
So, yeah, so you mixed it up on the machines.
Yeah, and then I came back and did the... Came back from Dubai on the Saturday. On the Sunday, I did the Middlesex 10K in Victoria Park. And from seemingly nowhere, snaffled a PB.
Brilliant.
I mean, it's all relative because I very rarely run the 10K anyway.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
only the second time I've kind of ran it since I've been back running seriously, but...
Yeah, but it was a good pace. What was your time?
I did 39 minutes and 25, so
yeah,
I took 20 seconds off my time from last year.
Yeah.
It was just really...
And very
just
a really nice sub 40.
Just a really nice course, fast and flat. I realised I wasn't strong enough to set off slowly and get quicker, but I was stupid enough to set off too quick and try and hold on.
Yeah, right.
And that's what I did.
What was your holding on success? How did it...
It was all right. I mean, I did the first 5K in about 19 minutes, 20, 25. Yeah, yeah. And then I just sort of held on for 20 minutes, next 5K.
Yeah, I didn't say that right. Next 5K is not much slower than that, really, is it?
No, not really. I mean, obviously a few people passed me, but it just felt really good and fast and flat.
What K,
the course is great.
What K would you say was... Where did you feel it? You know, how far did you get before you were fighting yourself?
Just five or six K. You know, you just try to hold on
That's
to people
great.
A bit quicker than you. But good fun, though. All really good fun.
And I like the way the
I'd
mix...
I'd heartily recommend it.
It's the mix of training and surprise, you know, the way you mix it up on the machine in the Middle East and then came back and benefited from that, but in kind of a way that took you by surprise.
Yeah, it's funny that, though, isn't it? Sometimes you can kind of... You can just have a few days where you just feel a bit better and you might have had a decent run midweek and then...
Yeah.
You maybe not eating so much or had a good night's sleep or something. And then before you know it,
yeah,
you're just having a really good run.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny how you can't always control that sort of stuff. But a great course, not many people as well. So it's just really simple and stress-free, you know.
That's good. So well, that was everyone great. Was down in the Shoreditch doing the hipster 10K.
Yeah, spending 40 quid on the old hipster. Got to let that one go. I'm sure they had a good time. And how about you? It's raining now, isn't it?
Yeah. Which is ideal.
Yeah.
Well, that same week, I did the whole... It's a funny thing, isn't it, when you try and get your miles out the way, if you can go... Say your line is on the midnight on a Saturday.
Yeah.
You can get loads of miles in if you do a long run on the Sunday and the following Saturday.
Absolutely, yeah.
Very hard to repeat that, though.
No, you're right.
Then you have to do a long run 2 days running.
Yes, no, you're right. But you can get one really long, good weekend, can't you?
I had one really good week. So I did a long Sunday run.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people with proper jobs do. And that was really nice. Down to Limehouse Base and around Victoria Park.
Yeah.
Which is just massive, isn't it, Victoria Park?
Yeah, Victoria Park's huge. Yeah.
And it was a beautiful day and a really nice run around 12 miles in the end that day.
Nice.
And then just good runs that week, and I just felt like I had it in the tank. You know, I could just go a running and be happy.
Yeah.
And then the following Saturday, I thought, I need to get a distance.
Yeah.
And the run I did was basically a slightly shortened version of our run in the South Downs.
Right.
But only slightly shortened. And the magic of that run is it just goes up. It's such a long hill.
Yes.
It's a kind of hill running.
Real strength, isn't it?
You can't possibly do in London, you know?
Yeah.
You warm up from the hotel. It's really ideal, really. As you remember, you warm up with a kind of maybe 10 minutes down the hill.
Yeah.
And then you turn right. And then you're climbing. You're climbing from the road in Brighton to the top of the South Downs. Got to be about, well, I don't know, but it's miles.
And it's really
3 miles,
loads
5 miles.
Of nice soft terrain as well,
isn't
it?
Lovely surfaces.
Yeah.
And then climbing back down that lonely grave in the middle of nowhere. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And then down the front. I also was prepared for it after last time because that concrete run down
the front.
It's
pretty bleak, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's hard on your legs as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good place to know, but it's like going up a slight hill that you haven't seen. You think, wow, suddenly I feel tired and my legs are aching. And this time I thought, wait until you get back to the tarmac, you'll find it easier again. Oh, yeah, thanks. And I did.
And how are your knees going? How's your skonky knees? All right.
It's my toe that's more of a problem because it's still broken. But that's okay. And, so that was a 50-mile week, which felt great.
But that's the biggest week you've had maybe ever, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly up
it's
there.
It's up there, isn't it?
And then I went off up north. I was up in the northeast.
Yeah.
And I was still very much trying to keep that up. But I didn't know where I was running. I did sort of long runs every day.
Right.
But just realising that if you can't put in double figures 2 weekends running, it's very hard to match that, you know.
Yes.
But I still was really enjoying the running. Although, a couple of things. First of all, I had some trouble. I was...
Rowing
with someone online, right?
Oh, no.
Now, we don't want to get into this, but basically, I was really cross because they ruined my runs.
Right.
I lost 3 runs to Stewie. Do you know what I mean? This person was kind of upset me.
Right.
And I was in Ashington, you know, so north of Newcastle.
Aye.
And I get upset.
It's such a modern
turn
disease,
the thing off and go
it?
Running off, going... Yeah. For an hour.
Yeah.
And then... I went, you know how we love the old railways, like the Parkland Walk?
Yes, yeah.
And got up there, recommended the disused railway.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, thank you. So I went running down the disused railway.
Yeah.
I was really cross because they haven't got rid of the railway.
Oh, no. That makes it a lot
so
less...
So sleepers, you can't run on those because the strides are either too short or too long. Rails, yeah. I can't run along those because I'm not a ballerina. So I was running along the... big grey stones that they have all around the railways. And then one of them hurt my left foot. That's my non-broken foot.
Oh, no.
So badly.
Oh, no.
And it was really like, I really nearly gave up on life. I thought, have I broken my
both
other foot?
Them, yeah.
But I hadn't. But it was bad. You know, I could feel it all the whole
rest of
the week.
I thought you were going to say at one point then that you're running down the railway tracks and you met the bloke you're having a beef with on social media. He was just there. Isn't it a weird...
No, she was there with me in my mind all the time.
Isn't it a weird sort of malaise of the ages, though, isn't it? Yeah. That you can get dragged in so quickly if you let yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And before you know it, you can ruin your own day.
Yeah, yeah.
But it didn't used to be there, did it,
that
opportunity?
And then when I came back from that, I got a bit of a cold.
Right.
And I actually took a couple of days off. But I started thinking, I'm going to have to go out and do my 20, otherwise I won't psychologically be ready for New York.
Right.
So I just went out and did it yesterday, and I've got the distance, you know, I can do that. So that's very heartening.
You've done well, and that strength from the 50-mile week will take a while to flood through your legs.
Yeah.
Once you start, if you keep it up and then rest up, you'll be fighting fit for New York.
I missed you for the 20, though.
You seem on track. It's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a long time to be running on your own.
It's brilliant. The way you look back, you're looking back to earlier bits of the run like they were days ago. You know?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
You remember when we were down by the canal?
Absolutely.
You see me talking like in a wee to myself because you weren't there and I didn't know how to handle it.
How are you, Rob? I'm all right. Keep going. How were the gigs up north?
They were
punch
great.
Drunk gigs, they're good fun.
Yeah, really nice.
Yeah.
And some good running in the, you know, good dog running as well.
Yeah.
There was a path opposite the house that just went off. On a green sward through the woods.
Nice.
But I did, for the long run, I thought, just go to places that you know. It's so tiring to get lost.
Yeah.
It's great fun.
But you need to be really fit and up for it.
Yeah, and you've got...
And with two functional feet.
That's true, exactly. And not tired.
Yeah.
I meant to say, we go around... So I was doing all round here for this 20 yesterday. Just as I came into the park.
Yeah.
On the north side there. You know, just past the car accident I witnessed.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
Everyone was fine.
Right. It's all happening.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's a working water fountain there. And when I came in, that was at about 18 and a quarter miles.
That's when you fancy it,
isn't
it?
And I said, there's a water fountain.
Yeah.
I think they've actually got it rigged up with a rosy glow around it.
Right.
angelic choir.
Water!
Love.
Water!
So
refreshment,
pretty special, but yeah, because it's that thing we seem to be slightly cursed with having breakthroughs and then having injuries. You know, that's
it's sort of age things, isn't it? And kind of you get tired, you pay a bit less attention.
Yep.
I'd done a corporate on the Thursday that would have been quite stressful. I'd stayed up late. I had to get up early.
Yeah.
You know, looking back, they call it hindsight bias, don't they? You can always see why it happened.
Yes.
These things. But at the time, you're just a bit lost in the mad rush for the train, or maybe you not slightly paying attention.
Yeah.
And
rushing for a train would do it, you know, when I really, really injured myself after my very first half. the Royal Parks years ago now.
Yeah.
I was running for a train.
Yeah.
And you just, you, whatever's going on, you just ignore it and you press on.
Yeah.
Like you say, you're not in your shoes, you're carrying your bags.
Yeah.
You're all off.
Yeah.
Sit on the train for 4 hours, you get up and you're broken.
They should have special sort of pathways for the elderly, shouldn't they? Or the people approaching old
age. I think they do, we're just not old enough to use them.
Yeah. We're just in that... No man's like, look, kids.
Oh, look,
kids tied kids together.
And here's a load of deer. There's loads of them now.
Oh, that's, yeah, nice. Nice.
Check it out.
Did you see that? We have a bit of an issue of the day.
Well, go on.
You'd like to discuss it, however briefly. I don't know if you're aware of it.
Yeah.
Were you aware of the hoo-ha over the park run article in Runner's World?
Yes, I know. Well, this was a key thing, because that was while we were apart, and I thought, this is complicated because we're parkrun evangelists.
Of course we are.
You're a Runner's World writer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, they did a kind of quite well. You know, I don't want to take a position trying to be impartial here, but it was
You can take a position.
They did come from a bit of a cynical perspective, didn't they?
Who
can we fuck? Oh, it's
what? What, the Runner's World?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, I just took it as a bit of an examination of cheating, sort of just to experience it, to do it. He felt guilty,
yeah,
as you would.
Yeah, of course you would.
He just seemed like a bloke just in a bit of investigative journalism, and he contacted Pat Run.
Yeah.
To be honest, it felt like people saying, why not cheat in a proper race if you want to examine it?
Yeah.
It's just cheaper and easier, isn't it, to just drop in a park run?
That's right.
There's probably an element of laziness about that. But in terms of the article, I must say when I read it, I didn't think, this is really besmirching park run, I must say.
No, I mean, the discussion began when the park run guy said, well, so did they have...
Well,
I mean, don't know the whole story.
I thought, if I can put my 2 pennies worth in...
Here it comes.
Paul...
tell it to Ron.
Lord Hewitt, head of the park run.
Yeah.
Massive. Started tweeting saying it was besmirching park run. And basically urging a boycott of the magazine.
Right.
Which felt to me very heavy-handed.
Yes.
And just a little bit sort of holier-than-thou nonsense, really. Which is not to say that... I don't love the park run. Of course I love the park run.
Yeah.
The park run's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really think if you read the article, the intention was to examine what it is to cheat, why recreational runners cheat.
Yeah.
And that is a real phenomena.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some recreational runners do cheat.
I think it's because they're idiots.
Yeah, of course. But, and also, not only that, I felt slightly guilty because we have talked before about people cheating in park runs.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's like, small number of people.
It was absolutely, it was very, very clear that there's no criticism of the park run.
Of course.
The whole thing about it, ultimately, the big thing that park run do, apart from anything else, is they measure out your 5K.
Yes.
If you run less than 5K,
then
everything else
pointless.
Is meaningless.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
That's probably
really
the
don't.
Most...
don't understand.
No,
I don't really want to understand the mindset of a cheat. I mean, I don't get me wrong, I agree with what you're saying, it's good investigative journalism.
No, to be honest,
it's a bit like all these long think pieces from America about how Donald Trump works. So I can see how he works. I want to know how to make him go away.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I think it was probably not brilliant investigative journalism, but I think the impulse was there to investigate something.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have been better if it cheated at the Great North Run or whatever.
Yeah, tried to jump over the fence.
Yes.
On the marathon.
He probably would have more validity, but as I said, being a probably underfunded journo,
yeah,
he just thought, let's just jog along to the local park run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't see a need to...
No, no.
...to boycott the magazine, which is... champion park run throughout its existence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're actually trying to threaten people's livelihoods in a way there.
Yes.
Do you know, it's not like print journalism's doing really well at the moment anyway.
Well, I would also...
Let's all boycott it.
And again, not to rain on any parades or ask for anything, but from our experience, I would say that park run prefer to champion themselves than be championed.
Yes.
Well, I've never seen so much Twitter action, and yet they've never liked or retweeted anything we've said. And we're bang into it, you know. So
yeah, yeah,
they've
yeah.
obviously got a sense of what they want to be.
Yes.
And
yeah,
they
yeah.
and they guard that very closely.
Yeah.
And I suppose that is part of their success. So good luck to them.
Well, let's face it. They're humans, so it's flawed.
They're what?
So it's flawed.
Wait!
Park runs flawed.
I'm not
flawed.
Going again.
Park runs flawed.
I didn't
realise
it was run by humans.
Runner's World is flawed.
So let's just go easy. Little one enjoying
that's
it.
A funny little... That's a nice
so
little picture.
Good. Hello, mate. I'm just going to get your picture.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Oh, look at that.
So let's go easy on each other. This kind
I mean, obviously,
of...
I hope there is a parent somewhere.
I'm sure there is at some point.
This is where that car was crashed.
Right.
Look, see.
But there's a kind of slightly sanctimonious air about the whole...
Yeah.
Thing about the people defending it as well, part run.
Yeah, but that's just like you were saying, that's just classic internet. Yes. Something to get angry about.
It is, absolutely.
I remembered yesterday that gig I was doing where the person in the audience said, you know, and they had a point. That was the complicated thing.
Right.
Well, complicated and good that they were heckling me.
Yeah.
Because I had a start point of being on the same page as them. I was bringing on the last act at a gig I was comping, I think.
Right.
Or, no, I was the last act at a gig.
Okay, yeah.
And the comping brought me on. And this one started heckling, where are all the women? I said, I know what you're saying. But there were women on, and they had to cancel. This is that water fountain. Listen, can you hear the heavenly choir?
Oh, come here, Rob.
Take a little drink. Try it. Take a drink. See what it's like. See, that's nectar, isn't it? It just tastes like nectar.
The great public water fountains.
Can't believe it. It also made me feel like I was back at school. Yeah, anyway, so I was like, I know exactly what you're saying. But there were two women on the bill, and by a freakish conference of events, neither of them could come.
The periods
they got replaced. Stop it.
They couldn't find the way to the venue.
But then the woman in the audience, it's this thing about getting angry and staying with it. You know, yes. The woman in the audience said, well, why weren't there more women on the bill? I was like,
why don't you arrange it?
Okay, if you want a row, you can have a row.
But that is the thing, though, that seems new. People wake up wanting a row.
Yeah.
And then you go on social media and you can have loads of rows.
Yeah,
and
great.
Sometimes I do it. I'm angry before I go downstairs to put the kettle on.
No, we're all vulnerable.
It's just like, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just as bad as everyone else. It's whether or not you dip your toe into it, isn't it?
Oh, not my toe, not that toe.
Not that one, no, not the bright
not
one.
Not that toe.
So the conclusion is, we love Pat Run. We love Runner's World.
As Liam Gallagher said, we're all under the same sky.
Yeah, that's it. That was great, wasn't it? That lovely Liam Gallagher just cutting to the chase. We don't need some loony.
Is that your mate the dog?
Yeah.
My mate the dog. Now, there's a lot of injury.
Yeah.
A lot of negativity. It's quite a dark world. And I think that the great thing we can do, particularly as it's event season,
yes,
is celebrate all our achievers, you know?
Yes,
so
a lot
many
of people doing well.
There's a lot of good runs going on. You've got K Kevin Bonfils did his, was it his 50 miles around the Gower?
Yes, round Gower, amazing.
Yeah, incredible
well
achievement.
Well played, Kev. We had old Peter Norris doing a PB at the age of 52.
Nice!
Was it 2:48? Oh something, something. God. Amazing. He's an inspiration,
isn't
it?
That's a gauntlet. Sub 2:50.
That's correct. So, mate, incredible.
On, you can do it.
Incredible.
We got all our all the Kate Carter, Sophie Rowe, Susie Chan, and all her mates.
The six
finished
medalists.
Their World Marathon Majors in Chicago. Here's my friend we're seeing for the third time. Hello again. And
what are they going to do now, though? And then, I do worry about that. What are they going to do now?
Yeah,
got the
I know.
Medals.
There's going to be a morning period now, isn't it? And an afternoon period.
Yeah.
But also, what else? Natalie Haynes got a really good time at the Royal Parks half marathon.
Oh, fantastic.
And my...
That's great.
I was saying to her, she was still playing the I Don't Really Run card, and I was saying, you can't have that anymore.
Yeah.
And she should do a marathon as well. And Catherine Ellis, who I went to school with, also did the Royal Parks.
It's great, isn't it?
Yorkshire was this weekend.
It's great, the seasons of big runs, isn't it, when people check in and tell us how they're doing.
We really appreciate it. And if you thank us for helping you, you know, we want to take that with good grace, but really, that's very touching.
It is, yeah.
Please take advice from other people as well.
It is really nice, though, isn't it, when people say
that. Oh, it's
great.
Well, we've got
really heartening, actually.
Kev Atten and James Carey about to do the first marathons.
Wow.
To work up some tips for that.
Yeah.
And who else? Rob Poynter and Stephen Jay. I'm getting all the names right. Did you notice?
You're doing really well.
Putting it together. They just did them based on advice from us.
Yeah.
So I hope that went all right. But yeah, it's almost easier to do the whole, if you're doing a marathon this week, you know, it's separating out the pre-race nerves from the actual pre-race practicalities, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it's easy to get super, super stressed by it.
Yeah, yeah.
The 20-mile you did on Sunday,
yeah,
it's probably... Yesterday, it's probably just as hard as a marathon you're going to do in New York. Do you know what I mean?
It just went out and did it, exactly.
And it's in terms of physicality, running 20 miles on your own like that...
Yeah.
And probably took you about the same time, I'd imagine, maybe. How long did you take?
Well, it took a while over it. I'd like to go a bit faster. And like you say, I think it was probably a bit, in some ways, harder for that. Or, I don't know, not harder. It made my legs ache more.
Yeah.
You know, because I went out for 3.25 hours.
Yes.
And did 20 miles.
Yeah.
Which I suppose very roughly puts me in... Coming in at
the same bob,
a little over 4.
Yeah, yeah, you'll be quicker than that.
Well, I hope so, because I don't want to go out and run for 4 hours, because it will really hurt my legs.
Yeah.
But it's nice as well, because after the wild card that was the Great North Run, I'm beginning to get an idea of what kind of run I'm going to be capable of.
Right.
But yeah, I think the two headline things for anyone who's about to do their first marathon is, one, you can't take the resting up too seriously. Your running fitness you've got is not going to go away now.
No.
It's good to be warmed up, but if you feel like, oh, I need to do more miles, miles is good. There's no more miles.
Are we talking about what? We're talking about what, the last week?
5-6 days.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Nothing you can do is going to affect your fitness levels. Unless you, of course, go on a total bender and just, you know, sort of six-day pub crawl.
And equally...
Within reason.
If you absolutely sit in your house, you're going to stiffen up. But I'm talking to people who are made paranoid by winding right down.
No.
And it's okay.
Enjoy it. Enjoy that period.
You're looking to be running less than you feel like you ought to be running.
Yeah.
Because it's that headspace of, oh, I'm ready to run, that you're trying to tap into.
Surges you into the
And the other
day,
thing is, in terms of nerves, is as soon as you get started, they'll all be gone.
Yeah.
Putting those two together.
Because you're just
getting
running.
Good sleep earlier, because that last night you're not going to get a good night's sleep.
It's just running. It's one thing running. You can do that made a difference to me the last time is I tried to just not overeat the last 4 or 5 days.
Yes.
Just because you're doing less exercise, it's just something to be aware of, isn't it? You don't need as much food.
And carb loading, like global warming, it's a misleading phrase.
Yes, yeah.
You know, you need to make sure your diet favours carbs.
Yeah.
You don't need to eat loads of carbs.
No, eat about the same quantity of food, or maybe even slightly less, but just more carbs proportionally.
Yes, exactly. And good carbs. You think about things. I mean, obviously, don't change anything. Think about things that burn well for you, you know?
Yeah.
I would never use bread, because I find it a bit indigestible.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not intolerant.
No.
But, you know, I'd favour brown rice over it because I eat brown rice
a lot. How about this one? Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Your colour's surprising.
The sweet potatoes.
Your caramelising fructose tastes so good.
Ring with my sweet potatoes.
I like to
2 days to go.
Paul's riffing, but I was quoting Howard Reed. So yeah. I want to give him full credit there. Otherwise, there's going to be an internet uproar. Did you hear Deering?
He gets really
lifting
angry.
Howard Reed's material.
He gets really angry.
Online. Reed, oh yeah. You don't like it.
I've noticed with joy that someone had nicked my... Is nick too strong a word for it? Borrowed my new shoes on the day trick.
Oh yeah.
We'll be interested to see how that goes. She hasn't got back. Presumably she had a massive
injury. I think
she's
in hospital, yeah. In hospital nursing her bloody stumps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my. If you're looking for the extra 2-3 percentile,
yeah.
Wear the same racing shoes that you normally wear for races, but buy a brand new pair.
Yeah, yeah.
Feel the bounce.
But it's good that it's got to be the same brand.
Yeah, it's got to be the same brand and the same size, obviously.
Da, da, da. But still, it's brilliant, the counter to popular information.
Yes,
get new shoes. It's a bit like me, you know. I have been known to take...
Ibuprofen.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes, I have!
Yeah. Yeah. I've been known to...
I've done it!
I've been known to pack my pants with sweet potatoes
halfway
through the run.
I've been known to hop over that bar at 40 miles that brings you in at 21.
Yeah, what's the problem with that?
Gets you a good time, you know.
I normally set off at park runs, do a lap and say, I finished! 8 minutes, I've done it! Who's to say I haven't?
It's just stupid, isn't it? It's not... I mean, it's just... You didn't go faster. You didn't go as far.
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
I have seen some people do that, run a lap less though. So at Highbury, I've seen that happen.
I bet none of these people were women. It's a real man thing to do.
Probably
just cheat and then tell yourself how excellent you were.
Although, having said that, the woman who cheated at London the other year was a woman.
Yeah, that's right. But she was a celebrity. That's
right,
different.
But isn't it weird that people do that?
Yeah. All right, now I feel sorry for this mum now because I don't know that well.
We've seen her loads of times.
She must be really.
How many more laps are we doing? We're going to another lap. See you next lap. She's starting to freak out now.
Yeah, yeah.
She actually looked into the distance.
Yeah, she didn't want to.
She avoided eye contact.
Ultimately, we're kind of Harvey Weinsteining on her a little bit.
I must say, that whole Weinstein thing.
Oh, nice pronunciation there, by the way. You went for full on
Weinstein. It's never, ever crossed my mind to... Don't worry, I'm not going to be rude. Stand in front of a door and pleasure myself whilst a woman watches.
No.
I don't know.
Oh,
that's never entered my mind.
No, and the whole idea that it was the old days. Sod off!
Yeah, oh, it's the 70s. This is what we do.
Right.
What a strange
character. And I hate the way that means, like... You know, like whoever it is, like my dad. I'm pretty sure my dad never sexually abused or harassed anyone.
I don't think my dad used to do that. I'm not
and
sure.
You know, they didn't even have the internet to tell him how
might
to behave.
Have mentioned.
Can you imagine?
But he's it's all coming out now.
I mean,
isn't
what
it?
America's
he's losing,
fine.
Isn't it?
I think ultimately there is something positive because he's obviously been getting away with it for years because it's abuse of power.
Yes.
And people, individual cases, not knowing what to do about it, trying to move their career forward, you know. And even now, there's obviously a strong strand of victim blaming. It's like, no. He behaved really badly.
Of course he did, yeah.
And that's that, you know.
You
it's really good to hear his partner. Did you hear his...
Well, his wife's left him this morning.
Said, yeah, I'm leaving him, and it's a terrible behaviour. You know, it's just good to hear that.
I'm intrigued.
And it doesn't matter that it was years ago or that she didn't know.
Well, the fact is, it happened as recently as 2015.
Exactly,
16.
But if it happened in 1995,
that
doesn't make it all right.
No,
if we didn't talk about it until now, that doesn't make it wrong to talk about it now. You know, just idiots.
What is interesting
America
to me
is just finding that this kind of behaviour is not acceptable, for even if you're in a position of power.
Yeah,
amazingly.
Yeah.
But that's what they're learning, like, as if for the first time. Is that even powerful guys shouldn't behave in this way. Oh, I thought powerful guys could do what they like.
I wonder what's changed, though, as well, sort of cultural things. But I wonder whether there was rumours that his mum died last year and his brother has just thought, let's just get it out now because I don't want him in the company. They've never liked each other, have they, the two brothers?
What's his brother's surname?
Weinstein.
Weinstein, I thought it was.
Weinstein and Gruber. But also, you wonder, has he become a bit less powerful recently? Or?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, what is the inciting incident that's happened?
Well, I think in the wider culture, I think it's a little bit like Britain's youth coming out for Corbyn after Brexit.
Yeah.
You can't know what people are actually, where they're getting their feelings from.
Yeah.
But I would say that the youth came out for Corbyn after the referendum because they felt like they should have come out in the referendum. And I think that Weinstein...
Weinstein!
Harvey Weinstein. See, it's easy.
Weinstein!
Stop! And I think that people are...
Sweet potatoes.
I think it is partly to do with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
The fact that Donald Trump had that
locker room
business and still became president, I think that a massive part of the community has gone, oh my God, we're letting this stuff happen.
But the difference between Weinstein and is that he's a Democrat, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
So that has complicated things slightly, although he shouldn't do.
No, and I think also that this is an issue with liberal and, for want of a less reductive term, left-wing politics, is so self-questioning that... And strong conservative politics aren't.
Yeah.
So you kind of open the door for them. You know, that's interesting. That's actually the reverse in UK politics, because the only people discussing Brexit are conservatives with each other.
Have you heard about Sweet Potato Sammy? He used to lock people in rooms and feed them sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
All the way through the 60s. Sweet potatoes. It's only coming out now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Baked potato, Bobby. Baked potatoes.
Eat the skins as well. You go that way. You go that way. It's gone the other way through the woods.
So there's lots going on.
There really is.
And he's lost his wife, sacked, because he wanted to kind of second chance, I mean, counselling kind of shtick, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so sorry about what I've done. No, don't do it.
Yeah.
And that's that's important. The sense that you can lose everything. Again, bringing it back to politics, I think that people can just... You know, people used to lose everything for a little kind of indiscretion years ago. And sometimes that was awful, you know? There's rough with smooth there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But equally, politicians being held to high account is really good. It means that they have an eye on their own behaviour. Whereas if we're living in a world where... Someone will front anything out.
Yes.
Like literally anything and get away with it, then it sets a very, very low bar.
But people knew with Weinstein and that it was happening for a long time, didn't they? It was a kind of.
That's right, it was an open secret.
It was like Judi Dench. Hasn't she got him tattooed on her buttocks? I mean, he was known for his power, wasn't he? He was a career maker, wasn't he?
And also there was this sense that people said, he's just abusing his power, he's not going to go too far. So
that's Harvey being a Harvey.
It's very complicated.
Yeah.
But ultimately, whatever those other people did, it all comes back to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
If he hadn't behaved badly, no one else would have done anything that anyone needs to ask any questions about.
Yeah.
So there it is. Yeah.
He's reaping the karma.
I like high-level American politicians openly slagging Donald Trump off.
Yes, yeah. Of, in his own party.
Rex Tillerson, who still works there. He said he was a moron.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And the guy, the top Democrat who's retiring, and Donald Trump says, please don't retire, I'll endorse you to run again. And then he still said, no, I'm retiring.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's retiring because he hates him. So Donald Trump goes on Twitter and says, yeah, good. I never would have endorsed him anyway. He said, oh, there he goes. And he was saying that the White House is like a daycare
center. So childish, isn't it?
And this is a top.
Yes.
Some internet commentator. It's a top Republican senator. Republican senator who campaigned for Trump.
It is also... A coarsening of culture as well, simultaneously, isn't it? In terms of, you know, name-calling. Just from everyone. I mean, just the whole...
Right.
It's just very childish,
coarsening
isn't it?
The culture, it's very well put. It's nice to remember that.
No, it's getting
five times.
I feel like I waved at her.
Yeah.
Is it getting Weinsteinian? I think we should... Bail out after this, have a coffee, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I think...
Three.
How's your back? Hiya, Jack. How's your back?
I'll tell you what, it's okay. It's nice to be running again, but I'm not running properly.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a bit hunched down into my back.
And be careful, you don't...
Do you want to take a photo of how I'm running, just so we know?
Yeah, because it... Yeah, that's exactly... That's representative.
That's not ideal.
No, it doesn't look perfect. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but you shouldn't look that much like Gollum.
But it's nice to... Just the joy of movement, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So...
So if I can get fitter, I've got a 10K in Scarborough in 10 days, which I'd love to do.
Yeah. And I mentioned 10K.
Home, back on home ground. And I've got...
Well, look at spin it as a positive, right? Theoretically... Now you know you've got a PB. You've got another PB in you. You've got your own yourself to compete with.
Yeah.
But as you're unfit, you can write that off and just have a nice 10K. You can play it either way from here.
It's quite emotional for me because, it's, as far as I understand it, the course is round the Marine Drive in Scarborough.
Yeah.
And that was the first place where I went for a training run.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was a kid and used to just run everywhere, but then one day I thought, let's go for a run.
Let's actually
and
go
I
for
ran
a run
there. That was my first ever run.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll have to hear about that. That's
well, let's hope so. My back.
It's going to be a moment. Well, I've stopped here actually by the... I'm going to go into the... I've stopped by the... Stop right next to the toilets, all right? I need the toilet.
Cool. Tell us what you're doing. Share your stories.
We've done 3.5 miles this morning in Clissold Park, but we'll
really
be back.
Really slowly. Bad back.
I think that I've got
injury.
There'll be another 10 before New York. Will you
these
go for
crocs.
A 10 with me?
Yes, absolutely, of course. I'm up for once this back clears, as long as possible with you.
Yeah, but you've got to watch your back. You've only got one back, as they say. And good luck with all your running. We really appreciate your appreciation and really hope we've helped. I love the idea of people actually going off and doing a half and listen to our rubbish. whatever gets you around. And we're just going to take our end of run photo. And it's made me feel better, you know.
It does, doesn't it?
Let's look at our happy faces. I'm almost entirely convinced. See you next week.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Boom, 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 boom